This episode of the Tech Central podcast is brought to you by Pinnacle, Africa's top ICT distribution business, delivering the exceptional every time.
I am conscious that there's been an understandable level of interest and concern after we announced yesterday that Liberty had been the victim of a criminal act. I'm keen to provide you, the media, along with our customers, employees, and Liberty's financial advisors with an update. It's important to me to take this step to reassure you that we are on top of the situation and working hard to protect our customers. I'd like to firstly provide you with an update on where we are, what we are doing, and what happens next. I'm also keen to take this opportunity to answer some of the questions we've been receiving from our customers, from our financial advisors, employees, and from you in the media as well. Before I do that, I'd like to remind you that we are in the middle of a criminal investigation, so please do bear with us. In some cases, it would not be appropriate for us to share sensitive information at this stage. However, it's important to me to be as transparent as we can be with all stakeholders, so I will do my best with this in mind. Since our statement yesterday, we can confirm that Liberty has been subject to illegal and unauthorized access to our IT infrastructure. An external party has taken data from us and has demanded payment. We were alerted to this very late on Thursday evening. We immediately convened a team of specialists, which included IT specialists and security specialists, to investigate the incident, prioritizing the protection of our customers' details and our systems. We also alerted the relevant authorities. As soon as we were able, we informed our customers via emails, SMSs, and as you know, via our statement to the media yesterday afternoon. The safety and security of our customers' information is and remains our top priority. Our team of IT and security personnel have devoted all their efforts around the clock to ensure that we live up to our duty of care to protect our customers and their details. We immediately identified and addressed specific vulnerabilities that our IT systems may have had, ensuring the integrity of our customers' data. We can confirm that we are in full control of our IT environment. To our customers, we totally understand their concerns, and we deeply regret the possible impact of this act of criminality. We did engage with the external parties to determine their intentions, and we made no concessions in the face of this attempted extortion. We are at an advanced stage of investigating the extent of the data breach. So far, it seems to be largely emails and possibly attachments. Any further updates will be given as soon as more facts emerge. To be clear, at this stage, there is no evidence that any of our customers have suffered any financial loss. We will proactively inform our customers individually if and when we discover that they may have been impacted. No further action is required from our customers at this stage. I'd like to take some of the questions now that have emerged from our customers, financial advisors, employees, and from you in the media. I'll specify the question and then I'll give you my response to the question. The first question is, what have you done to address this data breach? As you've heard from the statement, we assembled a huge team of technology and security specialists that have world-class skills and that we could map into global organizations that specialize in incidents such as this. No resource has been spared in responding to the situation by Liberty. Secondly, we made every effort that we could to inform our customers once we were in a position to do so. That took place late yesterday afternoon through the medium of SMSs and emails. And finally, we have obviously informed the relevant authorities and we are working alongside them. The second question that has emerged is, will customers' policies and investments be impacted by this? As I said earlier, there is no evidence at this point in time that there is any financial loss for any of our customers. Likewise, all of our policies and contracts remain in force. The third question I'd like to address is, is our customers' data now safe? The answer to that question is yes. We have gone to extreme lengths to secure our IT infrastructure to make sure that our customers' data is protected. We're also making sure that we investigate the data that was taken from us so that we understand how to respond to this situation. The fourth question I'd like to address is Liberty's infrastructure now secure? As I said, we've taken extreme lengths to ensure that we protect the technology infrastructure of Liberty. We've assembled a significant team of experts with global skills to ensure that our technology is well protected. Finally, how will customers know that they've been impacted and what should they do? As we've said, if we find that customers have been impacted, we will contact them directly. However, of course, if customers feel vulnerable or worried about their policies and investments with Liberty, we encourage them to contact their financial advisors who can contact us or to contact us directly through our call centres or through our email addresses that are on our website. So finally, to reiterate the key points from this evening. Firstly, the protection of our customers' and financial advisors' details remains our top priority. Secondly, we are dealing with an act of criminality. Thirdly, we have full control over our technology infrastructure. And finally, if customers are worried about what has happened, we encourage them to contact us. However, we will contact customers directly should we identify that they've been impacted by this event. So on that note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, and we'll open it to questions. Sydney will facilitate the Q&A.
Thank you, David. I would probably like to start on the line, on the telecom, if we have any questions there. No? Okay. What I will do is I will take three questions at a time, and then, you know, allow David to respond accordingly. I'm ready to do that. Let me start at the back there. Please identify yourself and which media house, and then we shall take the question.
It's Ray Mahlaka from Moneyweb. I have three questions. Do you know who these external parties are that have compromised your clients' personal details? If there was any extortion attempt, which you just confirmed, do you know the nature of their demands? I would assume there's a monetary demand. Can you please put a value to it? And you were first alerted about this breach on Thursday. But my understanding is that you told clients on Saturday evening, why such a wait? It seems like it was such a long wait from when you find out about the initial breach to when you eventually inform your clients and the public. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. So three questions there. I'm going to take it.
Different from Africa. From a technical perspective, there seems to have been an issue with the stash. I'm not sure if it's stash.co.za SSL certificate,
yeah,
which was only, I think, updated on Friday.
Yeah.
But for a few days, there was an issue with that. So is this related or is it not related?
Okay.
If not, what was the modus operandi of the extortionists trying to get in and get something? How did they get into the systems?
Okay. How did they get in? I think we've got about five questions already from two people. I'd like to open the floor for David to respond, and then we'll continue.
Great. Thank you very much for the thank you very much for the questions. Firstly, as to who they are, that matter is a matter for the investigative authorities and subject to this criminal investigation. So we can't comment on that at this point in time. I'm sorry about that. Secondly, you referred to the extortion attempt. Yes, there was an extortion attempt on us. Our data has been taken, and they demanded a payment from us. As I said, we made no concession in that respect. I'm not in a position to confirm the monetary value of the demand for payment, as that equally is of interest to the authorities, and I can't comment on that. You asked a question about responding between late Thursday evening and informing our customers on Saturday evening. I'd like to address this question both directly and then broadly. I think it's fair to say that an event like this is not something that one can prepare for specifically. Of course, you prepare for them generally. We have disaster recovery plans and crisis management plans in place, which we go through preparation and simulation processes. But when an event like this takes place, it's out of the blue. And so this emerged late on Thursday evening, and it really did take us a couple of days, which is Friday and the morning of Saturday, to get to the point where we felt that we should inform customers, that we understood the implications of the extortion attempt, and that we were in a position to move into the public domain. So it did take 36 hours to do that. These are complex matters that are often difficult to understand, and the authenticity of the allegations have to be verified before you go into the public domain. So we took our time, we felt we acted responsibly, and informing customers late on a Saturday afternoon is not something that we would like to do, but we felt at that point we were in the position to do so. If I can move then to the question about Stash, it's my understanding that the that Stash being down had no link to this incident, and so that was not the source of the penetration at all. As to the modus operandi of these attack actors, we are in the process of completing our investigation in this regard, and we need to share those details with the authorities, so I can't comment on that.
Okay, we shall go to the next round. Thank you for that one. The CC.
Okay, my name is Amkhalang Bata. I'm from Bloomberg News. We just wanted to confirm how many customers are actually at risk. Have you made an assessment as to how many customers could potentially be at risk due to this breach? And also, which divisions have been affected? Have the insurance or asset management divisions of Standard been affected by this breach? Also, is there any risk that Standard Bank customers could be implicated or affected at all by the breach that Liberty has suffered? And also, what kind of information is at risk of being published? That's about four questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that. I think there was a question here.
Let me take
those. You want to take that? Good.
Right, thank you very much for the questions. I appreciate that. The first question related to how many customers are at risk. At this point in time, we are not in a position to confirm the number of customers, as we are still trying to identify the extent of the data that's been stolen from us. As I said, though, the moment that we understand that a customer or a staff member has been impacted, we will be confirming, we will be informing them directly. The question then you asked second was, which divisions of Liberty are affected by this? The answer to this is, we believe that this is limited to our insurance operations in South Africa. That means that that this incident does not appear to have affected our asset management operations, Stanlib, at all. Your third question related to the risk of contagion to Standard Bank Group customers. That there is no risk of that. This is an event limited to Liberty, and the Standard Bank Group customers would only be affected if they are customers of Liberty. Okay. And finally, you asked the question in respect of the risk of data or information that may be published. As I said, it is our understanding that the data stolen from us at this point in time comes from our emails, and hence it is likely that this is unstructured data that has been stolen from us rather than structured data, and it would be the kind of information that may be contained in an email that could be published. Have I addressed your questions adequately? Thank you very much.
Good. I want to take you, Sisi.
Good evening. My name is Elita and I'm from CNBC Africa. Okay, so I have a couple of questions that I have to ask. Firstly, were the other media systems backed up? And also, are you getting enough data? Are you spending enough on data security for clients and not just maximizing profits? Also, has the trend banks like Standard Bank have been compromised and other banks doing enough? And lastly, are the systems interconnected and where does responsibility sit between the insurer and the bank and data security?
Okay. Largely covered, I think, in the previous question, but I think David will come back and cover that. Don't you want to just take maybe one?
I just want to
answer that.
Thanks, Sydney. Thank you very much for the questions. The first question related to do we back up our data, the answer to that is yes. The second question then was, are we spending enough on data protection? I think, as I commented earlier, the challenge that every enterprise has globally today is that there is confrontation being brought to us by cyber criminals that are attacking us on a regular basis. And so this is a continuous escalation of protection and the sophistication of the attackers. So I think we have to get to understand that these kinds of events, while extremely unwelcome and seen in the moment as we're seeing it here, are unfortunately going to become more of a regular part of corporate life as the digital world advances. So I think we need to be realistic about the fact that all enterprises have to spend a considerable amount of money on protecting their data and protecting their customers and their systems. So thank you for that question. The second or the third question that you asked is Standard Bank compromised or are they spending sufficiently on this? It's not my place to comment on Standard Bank or the other banks. I'm the chief executive of Liberty, so I'm afraid I can't answer that question. And finally, you asked a question in respect of the interconnectedness of Liberty and Standard Bank. These are independent legal entities, and so there's no interconnectedness between Liberty and Standard Bank when it comes to the protection of data like this. Thank you very much.
Sir?
Hi, it's Stephen Cranston, Financial Mail. I wondered if possibly the cyber criminals are kind of rethinking our infrastructure, maybe through one of your legacy systems. And the other thing is there any evidence of any sort of inside involvement in this?
Okay. Yep.
Thanks.
It's Duncan McLeod from Tech Central. I've just got three questions. Firstly, do you have some idea of how exactly they got into your systems and what specific system it was that was compromised? It sounds like it may have been a mail server. The second question, can you say whether the attackers are from inside or outside the country's borders, and if from outside, from which country they might be from? And the last question, how specifically did you communicate with the suspect? What channel was used to talk to him?
Okay, I think we have sufficient questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So thank you very much for those four questions. In response to the first question from Stephen, question really related to, was this a target on our legacy systems? I think the answer to that is no. This was an infiltration of our network and then a specific email server, or actually a repository of email data. And so it wasn't as though this is one of our legacy systems that was targeted or that created the vulnerability. And I make that comment because all organizations, as I said earlier, have to continuously invest in the protection software that protects their networks and servers. And so I feel that it wasn't a consequence of any legacy infrastructure that this vulnerability was found by the other party. The question of was there any evidence of an insider, at this point in time I can't comment on that question. That is a matter that the authorities have asked us to investigate and will investigate alongside us. If I come to the three questions then from you, Duncan, the questions in terms of how did they get in our specific systems, as I've commented, and as we acknowledged a little earlier, it looks like the bulk of the data that they stole from us is email, and therefore they managed to secure it, they took it from a data repository that was storing email data. You asked a question as to whether these attack actors are from inside or outside of our borders. I can't comment on that point, I'm sorry. And finally, how did we communicate with them? Once again, I apologize, but I can't comment on that, as again, that is a matter that the authorities have an interest in. So my apologies for not being able to answer two of your three questions.
I think we're going to take the last round if there's any question left. It appears that we've covered all ground. There's one for the road. Yeah.
Nico Kleist from Transmire. I just have one question. You said it's largely emails and attachment. Do you have any indication how far back those emails go that might be compromised?
Thanks very much for the question. Yes, we do have an indication, but it's a generalized view that it's relatively recent emails rather than deeply dated. Thank you very much.
Thank you.